Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, a beacon of power sports awesomeness. Holy cow, you can head over to their website, impactpowersportsmi.com. Perhaps you're thinking about a Yamaha golf cart. They can totally customize those for you to look exactly like you want them to. Gas-powered, propane-powered. But that's not all. No, side-by-sides, ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, e-bikes, go-karts, lawnmowers, snowmobiles. They have it all at Impact Power Sports along 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. Also, they have a full service department if you need any work done on what you purchase or the gear that you already have. In the middle of completing the consumption of the first two cough drops of the day. That just two so far. That is kind of, that is a step in the right direction for me, frankly. Welcome into the show. We just finished up last night's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, and Who Are These Freebeers? It was an outstanding adventure, fun for all. And I will be editing up the audio versions of those. If you are on tier two, where you can go audio, video, and live streams, you can get those like now. Tier two, which is audio, video, live streams, you get it all as it happens, and then it's ready to go. If you're tier one on Patreon, I got to edit it up and clean it up. So that will be sometime today. But if you want to get after it ahead of time, like I just saw audience member Brad D just upgraded from tier one to tier two so that he can get after that now. Alan is here. He is the one who said, EZ, there is a cough drop addiction. And I tend to agree with that. Maybe it's the menthol that's in there. And other than a incredible amount of sugar, basically just bathing my teeth in sugar for the past month, I don't know if there's any real detriment to consuming large quantities of menthol. I was doing some math. There's 48 cough drops per bag. And I am right now finishing up my fourth bag. So that's nearly 200 cough drops. That's a lot of fucking cough drops. Holy shit. But I think I'm getting well enough that I'll be ditching them. Every day is always very, very busy using my my voice, obviously. And it seems that doing the morning radio show and then going ahead and doing the voice tracking for Big 101.3, then I'm usually like it's starting to bother me. So maybe this is a regular thing. Nick says it's actually more of a dependency. Just like running out of chapstick will make your lips chapped. You're right. It's not. We could call it an addiction, but it's not like there's anything addictive in there. Chris says, addictive easy, finds another addiction. Yeah, I've lucked out. I've only been addicted to alcohol, but I think, like I've indicated many times before, I am just one puff of crack away from being addicted to crack. I was addicted to exercising for a period of time, and thank God that ended. Oh. Jesus. I actually enjoyed it while it was going on, but looking back at it now, it's like, goddamn, man. What the fuck? That was a long one. Long addiction. Hey, honey, you want to go out on a nice date? And then maybe we could go get some dinner and then some ice cream after? No, sorry, I got to go pedal 80 miles. So, welcome. I am awaiting the arrival of a Dumpaholics dumpster to be delivered to the household. I have to earn back some Pooh Bear points. Last night, during the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, you will hear this, I pissed the queen off. And, oh boy, she wasn't happy at all. I played the phone call. I actually took the phone call during the podcast. And everybody was like wincing. They're like, oh, you're so dead. Because as it goes, Bruce and I were up here doing the show. As Jeremy says, I've never heard Pooh Bear points disappear so quickly. It's absolutely true. Now, O'Neill and Darla were downstairs in their little dog kennels. We keep them in there for various reasons. But Bruce is here with me. But I felt bad for the dogs. And Pooh Bear said to me she wasn't going to be home late. So she left at like 5:30. And at 7:30, I said, hey, you coming home? And she wrote, yeah, I'm leaving. And she said, are you podcasting? And I wrote, actually, she called. She called in the middle of the show. So I texted back, podcasting. And she wrote, well, are you going to be done? You told me to come home. And I'm like, well, I wanted you. And then I texted, like when Ben was talking at one point, I just fired off a text that said, I wanted you to come home to take care of the dogs. And wait a minute. You made me leave my friend's house who I was visiting, who I hadn't seen in a while, to come let the dogs out? That's ridiculous. Now, this is a perfect example of how the scoring is on the Pooh Bear points. It's similar to how gas prices rise and fall. You know how they'll rise in an instant and then slowly fall? Pooh Bear points happen in a particularly similar way. Like you little by little fill up the Pooh Bear points, but you can lose a large quantity of them. You don't just lose a little bit the same way you fill up the Pooh Bear points. You lose them quickly. Jeremy says, I've got to be honest, I'm Team Pooh Bear on this one. Well, no, everybody is. Everybody is. And you should be. I knew I fucked up. So Pooh Bear points dwindled dramatically. I probably had just a few left by the time the show ended. So my work is cut out for me this weekend, but I think I'm starting off on the right track because, again, I canceled my plans to go up north to pick up sticks so that Pooh Bear is made happy. I have the dumpster arriving, the Dumpaholics dumpster. You can find them online. Just search Dumpaholics, D-U-M-P-A. H-A-U-L-I-C-S, Dumpaholics in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get a dumpster from Dumpaholics. They started at $199. The dumpster is here. So I reached out to my neighbor, and he said, hey, you got a dumpster coming? I go, yeah. He goes, hey, can I throw something in there? And I'm like, hell yes, you can. Now, this is the guy who's in charge of the homeowners association. And so you want to keep him happy. So that is what's in store. In addition, Madison moving back in. So that means I have to assist there. Take my truck over to Holland, pick up the last bits of her shit from the place she's living in now. She moves back in. I need to be in charge of this stuff. I need to be doing all these things. A massive amount of Pooh Bear points need to be earned in short order. Chris from Buffalo says, to be fair, you took in the NFK without question, and that should be some sort of get out of jail free card annually. Well, I don't know. I mean, I cannot imagine being in a spot where, as that saga unfolded almost 5 years ago, I cannot believe it's been that long. Stand by. If I had said, nope, he's not moving in. Oh, my God. My ass would have been grass. He would have had to have either live on the street or, I mean, it's actually more work to try to get him into a facility. It's easier this way, you know. So there is a brand new pope. Now, we talked about this on the Patreon bonus podcast. And I just don't understand why everyone is so interested in a new pope. Even people who are not Catholic are incredibly interested in how, in like, when they name a new pope. And it's not like there's anything dramatic to watch. Everything happens behind closed doors. The new leader of the Roman Catholic Church is, he's from the United States. That's never happened before. He was known as Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, known as the prefect of the Dicastery for Bishops. No idea what that means. Whenever I hear prefect, I just think of fucking Harry Potter. So, described as a saint of the North, known as the Saint of the North in Peru for his closeness to the poor. Yeah, most religious leaders are very in touch with the poor. He is now known as Pope Leo the 14th, I believe. That would be XIV. Right? I'm pretty sure that's right. Yes. Pope, because if it was 16, it'd be XVI. Pope Leo the 14th. Saint of the North. He spoke about to the you know, everybody in the square there, Cathedral Square, whatever it is. Came out on the balcony and he gave him a blessing. He spoke in Italian. He spoke in Spanish. Did not speak in English. He's very well educated, as they all are. And that's it. Now, most people won't pay attention to anything concerning the Pope until this guy dies. And then a new Pope would have to be named. He is the first pope from the U.S., as I said. He is known as the saintly missionary who waded through mud after torrential rains flooded the region, bringing help to needy people, and as the bishop who spearheaded the life-saving purchase of oxygen production plants during the COVID-19 pandemic. Yeah, I'd never heard about that one. The life-saving purchase of oxygen production plants. Like, he bought them? We're buying all the oxygen production plants? I'd never heard this. He worked so hard to find help that there was only enough for one plant. But for two oxygen plants. So they were bottling oxygen there? He has no problem fixing a broken down truck until it runs, according to Janina Sisa, who met Prevost while she worked for the church's Caritas nonprofit in Peru. Okay, whatever. Let's see. Prevost 69 had to overcome the taboo against an American pope, given the geopolitical power already wielded by the U.S. in the secular sphere. Is that what kept a pope from America from ever being named? Because the U.S. had all the geopolitical muscle behind it? That would be a reason to let a pope be a pope, I guess. He actually was here in West Michigan for a period of time during his education. He's from Chicago. Together we must try to find out how to be a missionary church, a church that builds bridges, dialogues, that always open to receive, like on this piazza with open arms, to be able to receive everybody that needs our charity, our presence, dialogue, and love. All right. I couldn't be more not interested in any of this. I think to be a pope, you have to kind of like not only be willing to be sweet and nice, at least outwardly, and affable and friendly, but I'm guessing that you would have to be the type of person who has no intentions of rocking the boat when it comes to the Roman Catholic Church. You know, one who is going to pretty much maintain the status quo. Tyler says J.D. Vance killed the last pope. We know that. Then told the cardinals he'd kill the next one too if they didn't name an American-born pope. That's an interesting factoid there. I didn't hear that. Jeremy says that MAGA people have been hating this guy for some reason. How come? Why? What's there to hate about him? Badger says to be pope, you need to like kids. That's not true. I don't think that that is true at all. You know, if you're a pope who sits down and is all those things and then suddenly throws the Cardinals a curveball and says, yeah, I'm going to make it so that, first of all, priests can marry. I think that would solve a lot of problems. Priests can marry. Women can be priests. And we now are open to all sorts of gayness. We want all full-on gays. We will honor all gay weddings. And if it's gay related, we're the church for it. We want to be the new leader in gays. You know, honestly, that would be wonderful if they did do all those things, because numbers in the church are dwindling. Well, pretty much religion, Christianity in general, and overall religion, whether it's Judaism, Islam, or whatever, less and less people are engaging in this type of belief system, higher power. And I don't think that's great. I think that maybe not an organized religion, but I think that there is a higher power. I do actually believe in Jesus, but just have distanced myself from the Roman. We have distanced ourselves from the Roman Catholic Church. Adam says that young Adam Schwab says MAGA is pissed because an American Pope was not speaking English. Stevie says he has criticized Trump's administration on X. That's why they don't like him. Jeremy says, I think they hate him because he's cool with immigrants and openly critical of Trump. I haven't looked into it. I've just seen a lot of tweets calling him a woke Marxist. Aha. Well, I don't think that Francis said anything nice about it. A lot of the times, the president usually takes one on the chin from the Pope. I would say that they should expect that. Not that it matters. Let's be honest here. It's a Catholic church. I've often wondered about the opulence of the Catholic Church. Seriously, the amount of, like when you see the televangelists on TV begging for money, I don't think that that's that different than any type of religious organization asking for money. Now, unless if every dollar, let's say that the Catholic Church, every dollar that comes in, keeps the lights on the local parish, feeds the priest, takes care of his rent, whatever. And the rest of it goes to supporting charities and those in need. That's one thing. And then that is repeated all the way up the food chain. Estimates for the total wealth of the Catholic Church, including the Vatican and its worldwide diocese, range wildly. But on the low end, $10 billion with a B. And on the high end, $265 billion. I don't know. Wouldn't it be something if this was truly a not-for-profit? And that money was actually used to feed people, for God's sake. Okay, easy. Day one of my popery. We're going to give all that money away. And we're going to allow gays in, and we're going to be fully gay, and priests can get married to either women or men. Priests are allowed to beat their meat if they want to and look at porno. They have to make a full confession if they want to, though. They have to make a full confession before they actually offer any type of absolution. And ladies can be priests. Day one of my popery, I would sign Pope executive orders just like Trump. And then I would probably be assassinated. You know, the church would not like that in any way. Jeremy says, I vote that the chat of the Eric Zane Show podcast starts our own religion, where the gays are welcome, illegal immigrants are blessed, and we actually do charitable things with no kitty touching allowed. We're going to call it the Church of Fudge. That's a wild idea, but I like it. Chris describes it as the 10 cock mandates. I just like the brainstorming that takes place amongst you audience members. Outstanding work.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Speaking of Trump, Trump just fired somebody. The latest person is, it's a position known as the Librarian of Congress. I had never heard of the position of Librarian of Congress before. I couldn't even tell you exactly what the Library of Congress is. Whenever I hear library, all I can think of is books. So I'm guessing Carla Hayden was in charge of books about Congress? I don't know. Do any of you even know what that is? I mean, I've heard it, the Library of Congress, but I never knew that the Library of Congress had an actual librarian? I guess it stands to reason. Carla Hayden was appointed by Barack Obama. That's the type of position that I think that once you're actually approved, you know, I think you have to have a hearing to make sure that you're good at your job or capable, that you're just forgotten about. Hayden was the first woman and the first black American, African-American to be Librarian of Congress. So that's why this person is out. That has been a big thing with the Trump administration. No blacks, no women. Of all the things to have a problem with, the Librarian of Congress? What does the Librarian of Congress do? That's a great question. What? I'm going to find that out. Serves as the head of the Library of Congress, obviously. Overseeing the library's operations and collections. Well, what type of books are in the goddamn Library of Congress? They are responsible for setting policy, managing the staff of the library, and ensuring the library's activities align with its mission. The librarian oversees the U.S. Copyright Office, appoints the U.S. Poet Laureate, snooze, and awards the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song, snooze. Nobody cares. What books are in the Library of Congress? Easy fact-finding mission. The Library of Congress holds a vast collection of books, encompassing millions of catalog books and other print materials in over 470 languages. It includes includes the largest rare book collection in North America and the world's largest collection of legal materials, films, maps, sheet music, and sound recordings. The collection also includes a growing selection of open access ebooks. Diverse subject matter, extensive quantity, various formats, unique treasures like historically rare and significant items such as the Gutenberg Bible, Thomas Jefferson's handwritten draft of the Declaration of Independence, and the Emancipation Proclamation in Abraham Lincoln's handwriting. All right, so it's just a fucking library. Amanda says, can you actually check out books from the Library of Congress? It's a great question. Can you check out books? No. Well, what's the point? It's a research library, and its collections are for use within the building by registered readers. In summary, while you can't take materials home like a public library, you can request materials for use in the reading rooms of the Library of Congress. Aha. So you can do it there. I guess this is what the Library of Congress looks like. Okay, great. We're learning so much. Trump despises Obama, says Mediocrity Dave. He'd step on a cockroach if he knew it moved into the White House under the Obama administration. Well, now, hold on a minute here. I don't know how that possibly can be true, because at the funeral for Jimmy Carter, Trump sat next to Obama, and they were yucking it up. So I don't believe that. If you want to spread misinformation, buddy, find someplace else to do it. Those two are pals. Badger suggests I call the Library of Congress. I don't want to do that. Anyway, getting back to the point of all this. So this librarian was fired. Tonight, the White House has informed Librarian of Congress Carla Hayden that she has been relieved of her position. Democrats in Congress condemned the decision. Over the course of her tenure, Dr. Hayden brought the Library of Congress to the people with initiatives that reached into rural communities. I don't know how that's possible. And made the library accessible to all Americans, in person and online. Senator Martin Heinrich from New Mexico said in a statement Thursday. And then Senator Martin Heinrich said, while President Trump wants to ban books and tell Americans what to read or not to read at all, Dr. Hayden has devoted a career to making reading and the pursuit of knowledge available to everyone. The Democratic senator added, be like Dr. Hayden. Now, I don't know about Trump banning books. I hadn't heard that one. It would not surprise me at all if he has decided to ban books. I would think that Trump would ban the books that are in, like, the schools, like Gender Queer. You've heard about that one? I think that would be one that Trump would want to ban. But I'm not for sure on that. I think that's kind of an overstatement by whoever that was. I don't know about Trump saying, I don't want Americans to read. This is the copy of the email that the Librarian of Congress received. Carla, on behalf of President Donald J. Trump, I am writing to inform you that your position as the Librarian of Congress is terminated effective immediately. Thank you for your service. Signed, Deputy Director of Presidential Personnel, Trent Morse. Wow. That's something. Getting fired via an email. That is, I kind of like that, you know? I mean, I've been fired over the phone. I prefer that. It used to be that they wanted to do it face-to-face, but the industry's kind of gotten out of that, especially in radio. Actually, I take it back. I've been fired over the phone twice. The first time was when I got sick on the day of the firing. I was supposed to be fired after Ben and I got off the air, but I came home and was barfing in the toilet. Phone rings, and it's this dude. Hey, sorry you couldn't make it in, but you're fired. Oh, great. And then I was seated right here when iHeart fired me the first time and then brought me back 2 months later. Hey, you want to come back? Okay. My God. Amanda says, are you serious? HR didn't even sit her down. No. That's not a thing anymore. No, those days are gone where they like want to do it face to face, like a human being would do. No, they just send you an email nowadays, or call you and say, "Hey, fuck off." Outstanding. Tyler says they should have included a GIF of Trump saying "You're fired" from his apprentice days. Okay, now this is the last you're going to hear about the Librarian of Congress position until Trump appoints a new one. Now, it's probably going to be, it's a pretty assured thing that Trump is going to hire someone who's very, very different. You know, this is Carla Hayden is tons of education. He'll probably hire someone who doesn't actually know how to read. Or it'll be somebody that's way weird, like Joe Rogan or something like that. He will probably be the new Librarian of Congress. Or maybe even like the Tiger King. Pardon that guy and then make him the Librarian of Congress. Now, if you hear that and you think that that's a bad thing, well, you're an idiot. How outstanding would it be if the Librarian of Congress is Tiger King? All this is going to do is add to the fantastical story and saga of the Trump White House in this term. I told you months before the election that I didn't think Trump was going to win, but if he does, it's going to be outstanding. And up to this point, we have not been let down. Every day is a brand new adventure in the fucking Trump White House. It's everything we had hoped for and more. Now, I know some of you have been driven crazy by it, but I want you to let go of that, okay? You just got to understand that this is purely for entertainment purposes only. Mediocrity Dave has a great suggestion. Kid Rock. Oh, my God. Kid Rock as the Librarian of Congress would be incredible. It's definitely going to be Tiger King, says Rebecca. Alan says, or Alexis Texas. Don't know who that is. Jeremy says, I think he owes Rudy Giuliani a favor, doesn't he? Yeah, why hasn't he pardoned that guy? Excuse me. That was the most left over of the cough drop. Amanda says Kanye. Oh, my God, yes. That'd be outstanding. Rebecca says he'll nominate himself. Chris says Trump is going to appoint a librarian, not a librarian. Yeah. Without a doubt. All great suggestions. You guys are on top of it today. I'm so lucky to have you helping out with this story. As always, you can reach out to me via old school email, eric@ericzancho.com. The email is brought to you by my friends over at Shoreliners Striping. Online at shorelinersstriping.com. They're awesome. You also may have noticed that my hair looks incredible, and I know this. It's because of King's Room Barbershop. They have three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Kingsroom.net online for exact hours, locations, and schedules. Everything is walk-in. And a haircut will cost you $19 plus tip. And they do everything there. If you need a little color, maybe you need some beard care. If you are a dude or a chick who likes short hair, head over to King's Room Barbershop. If you need your car repaired in West Michigan, your car, your EV, your hybrid, they work on them all at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Go to their website, check out their Google reviews from customers who do not have a podcast, who rave about what they are able to do. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. If you're watching the show on Facebook or YouTube, I will send you on your way. Just know that the rest of the show is happening at twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. Follow and subscribe, please. And of course, my Patreon, which is a whole nother platform with all sorts of different podcasting options for you to check out. I do a daily show on my Patreon after this one is done, an entirely different show. It's not nearly as long. It's about 35 minutes. But I also do several other shows. Featured are the Lost Zane recordings from my radio days, as well as something to listen to while I'm away from my other radio days. And the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast is on there. And Who Are These Free Beers? Episode number 54 in the books, where we featured a clip of Free Beer wanting to make sure that the audience didn't think he was talking about Coleman Lutz. That's right. Our pal, Coleman Lutz. In fact, I'm actually going to feature that here right now as just a little taste of what we broke down on there. Let's get into that. This is so wild to me. As you know, I received a clandestine message last week from a fake Facebook account on Messenger, and it said, "Stop talking to Coleman Lutz." I'm like, what? Now, if you don't know, Coleman Lutz used to be married to Greg's young bride right now. Wild, Bill Belichick-type relationship. Greg at 56 years old, unbelievable. And she is at about 28. So you've got this nonsense. And Coleman and Greg hate each other. But Greg is the most beta male that exists on the planet. And Coleman is an alpha. He's great. And so Greg being that style of person, he says something here. He's talking with the show about mental health or whatever, and how in this clip he can't take compliments. Like, he always thinks that when his wife gives him a compliment, that she must be lying.
I do that with my wife. She'll say,
because he indicated that how could she be interested in someone like me who's just a lump of coal? Now, everybody knows what that means. But Greg wants to make sure that he doesn't make Coleman mad. Coleman Lutz mad. So this happens.
I do that with my wife. She'll say something that you would hope your wife would say to you. And deep down, I'm like, legitimately, and I've told her, I go, my brain says there's no way that what you said is true.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't believe anyone, much less someone I idolize and think is smoking hot, would say that to this lump of coal.
Yeah.
C-O-A-L. And it just...
He wanted to clarify that he was talking about carbon. C-O-A-L. So that nobody got the wrong idea. That he was talking about C-O-L-E.
To this lump of coal.
Yeah.
C-O-A-L. And it just...
fucking idiot. Isn't that described as living in your head, rent-free? Do Jeremy says, really healthy brain activity, by the way. My wife couldn't possibly be giving me a meaningful compliment. Jeremy actually checked the show out earlier today, and he said, I spit out my coffee when I heard this clip this morning. Amy says, he acts like everyone who listens knows who his wife's ex is. Well, I think he was doing it because he would be concerned that Coleman would be listening. He's scared to death of Coleman Lutz. Like, actually scared, afraid, quaking in his boots. That's because Greg's a pussy. My God. Clown of Carnage says, how disrespectful of his wife, essentially calling her a gold digger. Chris say that Coleman should send him an email or something signed C-O-A-L-M-A-N. I'm going to listen to that clip one more time.
I do that with my wife. She'll say something that you would hope your wife would say to you. And deep down, I'm like, legitimately, and I've told her, I go, my brain says there's no way that what you said is true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Like, his brain is telling him that she... She really doesn't mean it. And you're right. The leap in logic is if she read into that enough, she could possibly think, well, then you think I'm a gold digger. That's exactly right. Greg always gets in the weeds when he says too much.
Because I can't believe anyone, much less someone I idolize and think is smoking hot.
Which, by the way, that. Ugh. Well, I guess if you're in with if you're into chicks who have a nose that looks like Klinger from the show MASH, I guess.
Would say that to this lump of coal.
And that's true. She doesn't really love you, okay? Because you are a lump of coal.
Yeah.
C-O-A-L. And it just...
And then he's kind of like, he realizes what he said. So we had a ball breaking that down. I cannot believe how fucked up he is. God damn it. The lump of coal is just getting lumpier by the day, too, Jeremy says. Oh, yeah, Greg looks like fuck. Jesus Christ. All right. Go get that on Patreon right now. Sign up for free. 7 days free. You can check out that show and the 53 before that. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. You do need a credit card when you do that. Just cancel it right after and you still get the 7 days. It's that simple. patreon.com/Eric Zane. And then when you want to get back after it, you're like, what? Hey, 7 days have passed, but I love it. How do I keep it going? Just go into your profile, re-enable your card, and I'll charge you based on what you want. $5 or $10 a month, depending on whether you want audio or the audio plus the video and live streams and first crack at all content. If you want to pay for one full year, I will take 10% off of the cost. What's $60 a month or a year for all the audio is $54. What's $120 a year for audio, video, live streams is $108. Thank you to Mike Bailey. He just signed up for 7 days free. Chris says, everybody in the room is thinking, why did he spell C-O-A-L? Tyler says, do you think he also tells the kids, if you guys don't behave, you'll get coal for Christmas? That's C-O-A-L, by the way. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.